commission of the state police in Texas, the second largest state police in the country, would be fighting terrorists. They said terrorists are everywhere. There is new white al-Qaeda everywhere. Everyone must be watched. The state police must be federalized. Then, magically, they claim that someone scaled iron gates with security personnel everywhere. You walk up near it at night, they all pop out of the bushes. Literally, this has happened to us, and we're just there to shoot video of it or bullhorn them. And was able to then set a fire up against the door, and then fire trucks took a long time to arrive. Oh, they couldn't get hooked up to water, and oh, it was allowed to burn. And now they're saying, see, we're going to fight terrorists now. And this is so obvious. Alan, when you know how they operate, it is so obvious. I predict they're going to grab some mentally ill person who will confess to it. Alan, what do you say?
They could do that, or they do have lots of patsies. There's a lot of mind control out there. And I don't know if the public know this, but MI6, for instance, in Britain, had authorized psychiatrists as far back as the 50s to do experiments on people privately. They would visit the clinics or else the doctor's consulting room or in hospitals.
That's right. You go in thinking you're seeing a shrink and it's a government operative. That's admitted.
That's right. Now, we know the same thing happened in Britain with Hamilton, the man who ended up going to school and shooting a bunch of children. He was seen as a psychiatrist who had worked with the British government and worked with Special Air Service. And we know that the police never gave a license over there if you had anything on your record. And this man, Hamilton, was a known pedophile and so on. The police visited him before.
I thought he was tied in with the Masons.
Yes. And then it was a British lord who, when his license was turned down, a British lord intervened and told them to grant permission for him to have a handgun license.
That way they could then totally man guns, which they did.
Yeah.
Look, there's no doubt here. This is a Reichstag fire. They have firebombed the Reichstag. We said for years it was the government. Now it's been declassified just 6 months ago, five months ago, admitting that Marinus van der Lubbe, the mentally ill person they threw out naked on the side of the street, didn't do it. Hermann Goering did it, and Hitler used, oh, look, they've burned down the Capitol building. This is a Reichstag. This is really bad. I knew they were going to do this.
Might. The danger here is they might find someone or already have been working on someone who will say belongs to a patriot group and this is his revenge and that'll start the ball rolling. This is what they want.
Well, I tell you, I feel great earnest in my spirit, in my soul, in my heart. I mean, we're up there. Bilderberg's calling up, threatening me, harassing me, doing all this stuff. I'm flying back. They've burnt down the governor's mansion. Our movement gets bigger and bigger here. And look, terrorists, you're not getting away with it. I mean, just bottom line. This is so asinine that someone could climb those spiked fences and go burn it down. And they're saying, oh, well, quote, there was somebody here to potentially set the fire. He declined to give more specifics. State Fire Marshal Paul Maldonado said early evidence, including interviews with security personnel, bystanders and some downtown residents indicated there was somebody here to potentially set the fire. So somebody supposedly
they have cameras all over that place. Yeah.
These people never end, man.
Yeah.
We know they bombed the little bomb at the military recruiting center, and then now they got people out with signs on the street saying we did it, 9/11
yeah.
Truth, saying a group that I've basically energized, We Are Change, with Luke Radowski saying, I mean, it's getting obvious, Alan.
It's obvious, but mine too. I mean, they have put out statements already that the Pentagon set up a panel to go over all talk show hosts. This is in the paper. And to go over all your previous talks to see if you've ever said anything that could incite riots. And this was in mainstream newspapers in Canada here. And
that's right. And then they're going to come arrest you on the pickup list, which they now admit. Well,
yeah,
good luck to them, you murdering bastards. You're not going to get away with it.
Yeah, and this is our technique, and they must find someone or produce someone or create someone who will take responsibility for this fire and say, yeah, I belong to a patriot group and I listen to these shows. Yeah.
It is absolutely amazing. Alan Watts, stay there. Folks, this isn't a game. It isn't a joke. DPS, some of it were resisting, saying making their main mission fighting terror. That means pulling you over, running checkpoints, searching you, spying on you, following you, and staging more terror attacks. They're going to turn the military cadres loose on us here like it's Baghdad. We'll be right back. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me, triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Caliban Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Feds shut things down, quote, for the safety of the governor's mansion, and then called in their people keeping the state folks out of it. This thing just follows every other action they've done in the past. Alan, I know I'm focusing a lot on this, on them burning down much of the governor's mansion. They're admitting, I'm reading more articles, that there was, quote, people in the building that they let in, and that someone that they let in, they think, set the fire. I mean, how obvious. They always open the door. They always protect whoever supposedly they blame. I mean, it's always the same, Alan.
You probably couldn't move anywhere in that mansion without being on video camera and having it recorded. So they know who did what.
It's filled with million and $2 million famous paintings. I mean, it's just filled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Filled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're not going to let those workers in there. They admit it was all under surveillance.
Of course. And here they are going out asking the public if they saw anything. This is a joke. Yeah.
Yeah, go out and ask the public, did you see anything when the whole thing's got at least 100 cameras on it?
Yes, exactly.
What do you think we ought to do, Alan, about this?
I think I'd watch it awful closely and get right in there when you start to hint at who they think may have been behind it, which of course will be the Patriot community.
So you're predicting they're going to claim that the anti-New World Order crowd did this?
No doubt. Anything that happens today will get blamed on them. In fact, even if it was a real accident, it would be awfully handy. They wouldn't miss the opportunity. They've got to... See, it's the general public. It's not the listeners to these shows that they've got to convince. It's the general public. They've got to convince the Joe Average that we're under tremendous attack and people are all around you. Terrorists are all around you. They're everywhere. And they must get this mode going, this mode of thinking going.
Well, Jim Tucker said that was one of the main things being discussed inside Bilderberg was how, again, to say that blonde-haired, blue-eyed Al-Qaeda is everywhere.
Exactly.
And then magically this happens.
Yes.
While the Bilderberg group is meeting at 2 a.m. Sunday morning.
Yes. As I say, when you read the Department of Defense's documents, it's on my site, there's 90 pages there. The prediction for the next 30 years of riots. Now, that means that Joe Average, every ethnic group is part of the terrorist problem, according to the bigwigs. So every group, it doesn't matter what you belong to or think you belong to, you're already targeted as a terrorist. You're post-industrial, you're post-technological,
right.
You don't have a function anymore, you're a useless eater in a service economy that's now been, they're pulling the plug on, and therefore they want to start eradicating us. And to do so, they've got to create a new system of terror and fear and obedience as we go down the drain quietly.
It's getting more and more serious by the millisecond. Pray for the show. Pray for everybody that's fighting it. Pray for Alan Watt. All of us have to spread the word 10 times harder now, as fast as we can, to expose what these people are doing. Alan, fire out your website.
Yeah, it's cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And as I say, I've got lots of documentation on there. I go through the history of this and try to show the big picture. We've got to understand the big, big picture and the long-term planning. That's what that's the hardest thing for the average person to understand. These characters work intergenerationally.
Long-term compartmentalized system.
Yes, and again, Quigley mentioned this. He said an institute that's, or a foundation that's set up can go 200 years working on the same agenda and hiring and retiring and hiring and retiring and then complete that agenda. That's how easily it is to do with the money and the mandate. Yeah.
Okay, I want to play a short little report here. This is from the Associated Press today, saying about the arson suspect in the fire down at the mansion. We'll go ahead and roll that for people now.
Arson is suspected in a fire that swept through the historic Texas governor's mansion. No one was hurt, but the blaze left much of the 152-year-old home severely damaged. The roof buckled in, parts of the mansion's columns and front wall were charred, and some of the elaborate decorations inside were completely destroyed and cannot be replaced. About 100 firefighters responded when an alarm went off around 2 o'clock Sunday morning. More than 6 hours later, small hot spots were still burning. Investigators are reviewing security camera footage and talking to people who were in the area when the fire started. Texas Governor Rick Perry and his wife were out of town at the time, and authorities say there's no evidence they were being targeted. Perry and his wife moved out of the mansion last fall so it could undergo a multi-million-dollar renovation. There's no immediate financial estimate of the damage. Carlotta Bradley, The Associated Press.
By the way, when was the first time Rick Perry went to Bilderberg? Last year, and unprecedentedly put out a press release. He's handing over the infrastructure, the waterways, the power plants to a known Bilderberg member who is under indictment. And this whole thing has Bilderberg written all over it. I mean, it just every angle. The more I think about it, it just keeps popping up. Alan, your take on that?
Yeah, it's standard. Once again, the main characters are not in the building at the time. You find this down through history with the same scenarios. They're always somewhere else.
Well, Nero burned Rome to get a police state going, and they love these fake fires.
Yeah, and it seems to be the idea, too, that terrorism was everywhere in ancient Rome, and everyone had to obey the authorities, and the troops were set on the general public, as always. So this is standard. This is an ancient technique, and it generally works because it creates so much fear within the public who want to be safe. And the government says, we'll keep you safe, but here's the conditions. Bend over and touch your toes. And this is, and if you want to eat, we'll feed you, but here's the conditions for that, too. They have the world right now in their hands because they've given us a system, they've created a system of interdependence. That means individual interdependence. You're dependent on your authorities for your water, for your food being brought in, the gasoline, everything you need to live. And they know this. They have the big, powerful cartels that run all of this. And this is going to be used as the biggest weapon very shortly.
Alan, one area that I don't want to say I disagree with you, but I have questions, and I was trying to figure out exactly the full point you were trying to make. is I heard you doing your own radio show a few weeks ago, driving in my car on locally on, I think it was 96.3, maybe it was 90.1, and I heard you talking about how you act like a zombie in your own neighborhood, your own area,
mm-hmm.
and that you don't talk to your neighbors, and mm-hmm. that because there's spies and CIA and intelligence everywhere, and that you only talk out of your area. And I just wanted to say this. I wanted to give you a chance to respond to what I'm going to say and respond to what you were saying yourself. But first off, here's my take on that. We have to be more open than ever. We have to be louder than ever. We have to point out that they're the terrorists. They're the criminals. They're illegitimate. They've lied a billion times. Talk to our neighbors so that they don't have a chilling effect, so the darkness doesn't fall, because as soon as that intimidation happens, they win. That's A. B, we know with Black Ops and from analyzing the budgets and even some of the secret budgets that they probably have, and now I have newscasts today where they're training school children all over the country to tattle on their parents, their neighbors. They give them little credit cards and then have briefings every day about, well, who are you going to tattle on? Total East Germany. So I'm not saying it's not going on. It's just that they haven't geared up yet to that total level. And a lot of the people that work for the government I've talked to are waking up. They're upset about what's happening. A lot of them are blowing the whistle. And I just disagree with saying you should be secretive, because I found when you're secretive and creep around, that lets the evil and the tyranny grow. And I don't think I agree with you on the number, or maybe I misunderstood the number of spies you were talking about. But if we get intimidated and shut up, they definitely win. What were you trying to say?
Well, I was responding to someone who generally is trying to get their own relatives, etc., to wake up. And I keep telling people, don't spend that kind of energy trying to wake up people who are telling you they don't want to know. And so you have to go further afield. And if you do go further afield, or even locally too, you got to have your facts correct. Most people come out. Remember, the average person out there they watch television. That's their only source of media. And here you're hitting them with all of this information, and it's completely foreign to them. So you have to have facts here. Most people will go out and start rattling on what they've just heard on the radio, on the Patriot stations, and people look like them askance. They can't understand where you're coming from or where you're going, and it's not been on the regular media. I try to tell people, especially here where I am here, I mean, I can't afford to know the locals, because I know how the chain of gossip gets to the police where I am. In the British Commonwealth countries, this is standard.
Well, I have to agree with you. I mean, if you show somebody a Ron Paul video, sometimes you get arrested, because the police, they have a system where if they get called, they won't respond to a real crime or a robbery or a shooting half the time, or to your car being stolen, but they will then respond to just a petty rumor, and it's encouraging that.
Yes, and as I say, but here in Canada, and I know this for a fact, I know how it works, and this was mentioned, by the way, 1950s by Jack E. Lull. He said that since the 1950s onwards, they'd already set up the spy system. He says, even if you live in a rural village in any of the Western Hemisphere, he says, at that time they're using a Kardec system. And even the gossip that gets to your local restaurant or cafe or whatever that you attend, or the gas pump that you pop into, it gets put back to the police, and they take records on that. He says, this is unknown by the general public. And today it's much, much worse. So
Well, certainly, we're going to go to break, but right now, let me play a clip from San Antonio News about the Tattletale Squads. Here it is.
You know, in the San Antonio Independent School District, the district launched a Crime Stoppers program itself today. Students can now help police catch other kids and even adults committing crimes, and they can be rewarded for it, just as with the regular Crime Stoppers program. Students can remain anonymous.
And anything we can do to encourage kids to come forward and be productive parts of our community is a very, very good thing.
The San Antonio District students can call 227-TIPS to report a crime. Rewards range from $25 to $250, but they can reach up to $1,000.
And by the way, we know about that program for 10 years in Austin and all over the country. They debrief you daily and ask about your parents. Boy, that's freedom, isn't it, Alan?
It is, and the FBI are recruiting ones that got into trouble, and then let them off on condition that they tattle, and giving them little perks if they do this for them.
Yeah, it's a total criminal state. Total criminal state. Stay there, Alan Watt. I'm Alex Jones. We'll be right back.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359, your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
Alan Watt is our guest. We're going to be taking some of your calls coming up in the next segment at 1-800-259-9231 for Alan. I'm going to recap in the final segment a little bit about what's happened at Bilderberg. Very suspicious with the Texas governor's mansion. What do you see happening in the next few years, Alan, from your studies of the globalists and some of the things they're doing?
Going by what they've published themselves and what's in the newspaper today, we know they're going to give us a rationing for everything we need, and that's food, possibly water and all the rest of it. They want to get us into a total war mode. And they're also using the high-tech weaponry that have been spraying the skies across most of Canada here for the last 4 days, and it's so hot and humid. And you see them spraying like crazy. And they're using HARP technology along with it. They must convince the public that we are the problem on the planet.
And now the universities admit there's a spraying program. I mean, it's just all drugs in the water, everything.
Yes. And Joe Average, that watches TV, will start, because we've got David Suzuki and the big players working for the World Wildlife Fund and the United Nations, telling them repeatedly, we're the problem. They're creating these abstract terms like carbon footprints. You're all breathing out carbon dioxide and killing the planet. We've got to reduce the population. And this is the amazing thing. They know that they've studied humanity for thousands of years. They know with enough propaganda put across to the public consistently and repetitively, the public will begin to accept it. And this is the victim accepting their own demise.
They also admit that as they reduce the resources artificially, we will then fight with each other more. And they're already saying, you don't have resources because there's too many people. And then the general public will accept one-child policies, euthanasia, and the rest of it.
Exactly. And now you've got youngsters coming forward that have been brought up with the greening program who are talking about voluntarily sterilizing themselves. That's exactly what the victim is meant to do. He'll believe the propaganda, and he will acquiesce and go under. They want to kill off the old type, but that's us, the old type of humanity, the imperfect type species, and bring in a new perfected slave system to serve them better. But they won't have to use propaganda on, because you won't be able to think as an individual human being. It'll be impossible to think individualistically. At the Loyola Science conference they had, kicked off by Newt Gingrich a few years ago, he talked about giving us the brain chip, and he says, when this is done, he says, it'll be no longer possible to think as a distinct, separate individual. He said, think of it more like the hive. You'll hear all this buzzing in your head from the central computer giving commands to those around you and to yourself, and then back again. So you'll hear.
Well, that's what the Pentagon said in 2000, that the Federation of American Scientists put out, and it was really from 93, they said their job by 2025 would be inserting themselves, the last of us, into the hive chambers as described in The Matrix. See, they didn't make that up in The Matrix.
That's right.
In the movie, it's the grand architect, basically Lucifer. And, folks, you can't make this up. These people are totally insane, but they're doing it. Alan?
And also, you had the Borg in Star Trek series, where everyone is part cyborg and chipped, and the queen bee controls them all. And their ship was even called the Hive, you know. So this is they give you all this subliminal programming to accept what's coming, and you don't consciously think through it. And then when it really happens, it's kind of familiar to you, so you go along with it. That's the programming through fiction.
Meanwhile, Mr. Shatner, William Shatner's big into all this and admits that's the plan.
Yes, he's all for it himself, you know. He thinks he's one of the superior ones. And he belongs to the Transhumanist Society and gives talks to them, yeah.
You know, it sounds all so amazing, but we have an amazing life. We live on this incredible planet spinning through the galaxy. There's all these wonders all around us. It's 2008. We're living in a science fiction nightmare. But there's also all these great things around us, and we don't have to go along with it, folks. I know all this sounds crazy, but it's their own words. It's their own admissions. It's...
You see, since the 1960s onwards, they had done so much to gradually, step by step, dehumanize society, destroy the family completely, and destroy even conversation between people. Everyone sits and watches TV, and even those in the room don't communicate unless they're talking about what they're seeing on television. So that, and what you're fed is degrading stuff, getting more and more degrading. And when you're apathetic and degraded, you're easily managed. And even that the language itself has become minimalistic. They've taken so many words from the average person's vocabulary, they can't convey an idea. And you're the perfect target then. You can't convey your thoughts to another.
Alan Watts, my guest. Your phone calls. Straight ahead. This is the one, the only. GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones. The tip of the spear in the info war. We all need your support. We're all in this together. This is the fight for humanity, the fight for humanity's future. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
States of September 11th attacks. The first World Trade Center attacks in 93 as well. The Oklahoma City bombing. And there's countless others, like Gulf of Tonkin, USS Liberty, Operation Gladio, where they admit what they've done. Hitler brought in his tyranny by burning down his own Capitol building. I believe they've done something similar here in Austin, Texas. Just a heads up to everybody. I'm going down there 15, 20 minutes after the show ends, so about 3:30 Central. I'm going to be down at the governor's mansion trying to survey things. They try to tell me I can't have cameras and be getting video of it. I bet they're already trying to cover it up so we can't see evidence of what they've done. 95% chance they've done it. I mean, out of that 95% chance, I would say an 80% chance out of that it was arson by the government, by a criminal element. Maybe there's a 15% chance that it was something in the construction that caused it, and they're just hyping it, saying it's terrorism, saying it's arson. But the DPS had come out saying that they were going to switch over to mainly, quote, fighting terror, the imaginary boogeyman that is suppressing the public. When you hear that, that means the terrorists running your life, turning the state police into total thug goons, as they've already been converting. They used to be a lot nicer. Now they're really getting bad. It's really a shame to see this happen. The government's training your kids to be tattletales on you. They're sucking blood from you at checkpoints. You see, they're not going to stop, folks. They're not going to stop with 9/11. They're going to keep going. They're not done. They're not going to give up. They're not going to give in. This is life and death, and I realize that. I mean, I am totally into this fight. We don't have a choice. None of us have a choice. We can't just sit here and let them carry out eugenics and rationing and microchipping against us. Alan, how do you see them? We're going to go to calls from Australia, the Colorado, California, North Carolina. But how do you see them trying to get the public ready for the chips? I mean, I know they've made the military do it now, most of them. That's now admitted. The unbelievable has now happened. I guess to have a job, you're going to have one, or be a trusted traveler, you're going to have one. That's what Bilderberg was saying. You know, you're going to get special perks if you take it. I mean, I guess I'm answering my own question, but anything else you want to add?
Yes, to also hype it up, there was also an article put out a little while back there from the major drug companies to do with chips will save us all in times of pandemic. And because you're able to scan you, and that chip will tell them if you have a fever and possibly are carrying a plague. So they've got a whole bunch of scenarios they can use to make us take this thing or try and convince the public. And as you say, you'll get little perks if you go along with them. And no doubt, too, you'll be shunned by society if you don't go along with them. We find the drug companies are already putting ads out there to get, for instance, the flu shot. And if you don't take your flu shot, the ad stops and it says you could put the rest of the community at risk. This is the creation of what they call social acceptance and non-acceptance. They copied the system from China to do with abortion, where they get society to turn against you because you're the odd one out. You're a threat to them. And so they're using the same technique.
Peer pressure.
Here. Yes. And
let me just add a point here. We've got a story up on Infowars.com named Bilderberg Goon with a Gun, and people are saying, why is it a still shot from a YouTube video? Why don't you show the actual video? Well, let me explain something. We've got about 60 hours of footage that four of us shot while we were there. There were hundreds of other people there. I got in at 12:30 last night. My plane was delayed for an hour and a half. This is not our footage. We got the same footage. I saw them with the guns. We haven't even had time to dump our footage to the computer or put it up. This is other people that were there putting up YouTube videos of what I saw and reported to you days ago, them flashing the MP5s at us. So they're in the comment section saying, it's blurred. You can't tell it's a gun. It's not a gun. It's a seatbelt. No, they had guns. They had them out. They were aiming them at us. We have clear video of it. We're not a million people. We actually have to do this work. Like, I'm going to have to get in the car and drive down there to investigate the governor's mansion, even though I haven't seen my children, because I just got home last night, saw them briefly this morning, and in 5-6 days. I'm not whining. It's just I'm not Superman. I'm not Superman. And we, this morning, I saw that somebody put up the video of the guns I saw. So I told Kurt, I said, get a screenshot of this. He did the best job they did. If you don't like the fact that it's not that clear, you need to have been out there and get video of it. It's just, and I'm not complaining. It's that they've trained the public, even our own people, to never do anything themselves, but then nitpick and demand everything else out of us, Alan.
Yes, they have. And again, people live on fiction. And our generation has been reared watching cops smash doors down and so on in movies and in dramas and real life things. And those youngsters want to be on the winning team. This is an instinctive survival thing with all youngsters. And the heroes to them through the video game from the military organizations, that's where the videos all came from, to all the programs they watch with their superheroes, the guys dressed in black, that's what they want to be. Well, now we have a generation who are in the police and in the military with the toys and the guns, and they think nothing about turning that gun on you. They think nothing about it. They're being conditioned that you're not a human being, you're just a target like the video games. And believe you me, they will do what they're told. That's the unfortunate thing. They're like robots already.
Yeah, another issue is we have InfoWars posting open to everybody. It's a First Amendment forum that allows our enemies and detractors to come in and say, I'm an agent, you're an agent, everybody else is an agent. No, that's what agents do. They go around telling you that, telling you all these things. They're in there, and before we've tracked the ISPs, it's government most of the time, saying, let's get the government, let's kill them, let's do that. We're not saying that. And again, we have the feds in there trying to destroy free speech by posting these type of things. And, again, I had Fed after Fed come up to me and say, come on, Alex, you know we need to get violent. And I just look at him and go, man, knock it off. You're such a traitor to this country. I mean, how do they get these feds to be so criminal?
It's not so hard. We have, again, it's to do with the psychopathic type people at the top. They give you a psychopathic culture, which we live in and we emulate. And success is getting to the top by any means possible. We worship, look at the television, they worship the stars. They worship people who are multimillionaires, rich and famous. And this is what you've been taught to worship. It doesn't matter how they got up there, how many they destroyed to get up there, as long as they got there. This is what we're given. So we have a psychopathic culture. And these characters who get well paid, Lenin said this, he says, first we must pay the police well and the military, then the teachers, because they all have to do with social control, long-term social control. And this has never been stopped.
Let me give an example of that. They admit they fly in tens of billions of dollars. It's over $60 billion they admit to, on huge pallets, and they just give $30,000 to privates, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $100,000 to the different grades of officers above that, up to colonel, millions to colonels. And these goons were there, and I said, they pay you guys off when you're in Iraq. And they just started going, yeah, we do. So what? Yeah, when I was there, I was in. They were just, you know. It's total criminality. They've been trained to be involved in criminal activities. They've been compromised.
Yeah, they're bought off, and technically they have a mercenary attitude. They've done programs in the BBC on this very thing years ago on the psychopathic types that are recruited, especially by the U.S. military, for top positions in special forces, and they give them tests to see if they have psychopathic tendencies because they said they can count on them to do whatever they're told. And they will simply obey the man who pays them. And this is the psychopaths we're dealing with right here. They have no moral qualms whatsoever. They also belong, this is a part of the mind control from the military that they use in the police now as well. You're a separate species. You belong to a brotherhood of the fraternity of police. And your enemy are those people out there, all those people walking the streets, the ordinary people. They're now your enemy. And they
well, you're right. You're right.
They start to,
Go ahead.
They start to believe it. It's a very well-proven technique of mind control.
Yeah. That's a gang mentality, and us against them. They segregate them. Well, when they would drive in and out with big SUVs with sirens on the top, they would have the windows down, sometimes the doors cracked, and they would lift up and show you the MP5s and look at you with pure hatred, like it was scaring us. And I just saw little punks. But the point is, there they are, menacing peaceful protesters with guns.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, but that's what we have. They've been, as I say, bred for this job. They've had 30 years of a debasing culture gradually dropping to the bottom. Any old system of religion has been almost totally destroyed. There's no moral qualms, and they will please their boss. They want to be on the winning team. And they've lived their whole lives to wear those black outfits and carry those guns. Yeah.
Let's take some calls. I'm going to go to Al in Australia, who's been holding the longest. Thanks for holding, Al. You're on the air.
Lucky my surname's not Qaeda.
Absolutely. You're on the air, sir.
Yeah. I've been listening to every show of yours for the last 3 years, Alex. This is the most powerful one I've ever heard. And the creme de la creme in guests and Alan. A quick thing I wanted to tell you, I did a huge backdrop banner for you, or a promotional banner, whatever you want to use it for. But Cosmos has it. He took it back from the 9/11 Truth Conference that was in Sydney here. I did the art for that. And the quick point I wanted to make is that I think the actual global genocide is well underway. I rang Lee Rogers about this the other day, and I just wanted to get your take on it. Well, I think that we're just like one whisker away from the cashless society.
Well, I mean, look, we've already got women with a sevenfold in one decade. This came out in 2006. In 10 years, from 96 to 2006, a sevenfold increase in women. I mean, 20, 30-year-old women getting lung cancer who don't even smoke. We've got from 1 in 33 having cancer to 1 in 3. All these other diseases are off the charts. We know they're poisoning the air, water, and food, and all these poor cops and goons, and they have no idea they're being killed. Alan?
Absolutely. This is, I've got the tape from Dr. Salk that was aired on the CBC television here a few years ago, where he admitted, this was a live interview, he admitted that he knew that all these cancer viruses were contained in his polio vaccine. He also talked to his staff, and he did say that the only purpose these particular viruses had was to cause cancer. Now, Salk himself was one of the top members of the Eugenics Society who, prior to that, prior to the polio vaccine, he was working on ways of depopulation. He was a prime advocate for massive depopulation.
And there's massive evidence that they engineered the polio vaccine to then give people a, quote, cure to train everybody to take vaccines.
Yes, and it was right after the polio vaccine where you had the burst out of tremendous drop in health standard, health. People getting sick with junior arthritis, adolescent arthritis, never happened before. Their immune systems were about half of what they should be.
Now hundreds of thousands are getting Alzheimer's when they're 25, 30 years old. And I want to be clear, we've played that CBC report where he laughs and says, yeah, the monkeys had thousands of different viruses, ha, ha, ha. And they all laugh. And he talks about AIDS and about how the monkeys they used for different vaccine manufacturing had all these viruses from a bioweapon lab that they had in Africa.
Mm-hmm. I see a synchronistic date sort of for the 30th of December next year when the Codex Alimentarius sort of comes into place. If you add that to what Alan was talking about before, the chemtrails and the world famine that they're just bombarding us with and the CO2 tax, I reckon that's the actual date that the global government is in place, you know, and that's what Bilderberg was actually about.
Well, it certainly is, and I appreciate your call, Al, from Australia. Look, I'm not saying I'm a hero. I'm not saying I've even got courage. I learned of criminals doing bad things 15 years ago. I got on air 13 years ago. I go to the Bilderberg, try to warn the people. These are the folks setting up the North American Union, their own documents, the European Union. They're the ones that want to destroy the dollar. They're the ones that wanted to jack up oil prices. They're the ones that launched the wars against Serbia and Iraq. They're the ones that want to go into Iran. They're the ones hurting us. And I know for a fact they're poisoning you, police. I know for a fact they're staging almost all the terror. I know for the fact they're the bad guys. Alan knows. And I didn't go there, you know, enjoying bullhorning them or enjoying putting myself in their way and then having their phone calls to my family about gang raping and you know, before that about how I'd gotten some girl pregnant, making it up to freak my wife out, which didn't work. It upset her that they did it, but she knew it was bull. I mean, it just reaffirms that we're living in one dangerous time. These are very evil people who the elite said hundreds of years ago, we want a scientific way to control people and maintain our power. They've made all the modern scientific developments about controlling us. They're compartmentalized. And it's just so sad that this is happening. But God help us. I mean, they're killing you out there, folks. You can't just stay quiet and not fight them. And Alan, what are ways for people to fight back against the New World Order, in your opinion?
It's a matter, first, of educating yourself into, number one, you've got to understand that this is their system already. For the last 50 years, that was their system. They gave us that system of factories and employment and so on. They're simply, from their point of view at the top, they're upgrading their system. They owned it then. They gave us a little bit more freedom and scope and a little bit more luxury to afford.
And they admit that they admitted policy reports that was to get us lackadaisical, to get us fat and happy, to get us to trust them.
Yeah. You see, you must create a socialized society where the people gradually accept, without reasoning it through, but it's a gradual process of acceptance that there are experts ruling over you and taking care of all the big problems. So you're being taught to be like a child forever and allow your betters to take care of the big problems. They're destroying your independence. That's what it is.
That's it. It's making you totally dependent on them so they can carry out the eugenics, the soft kill, and orderly exterminate you through the system. Dave in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, thanks. I just have to admit that when you asked everyone to say a prayer earlier today, despite myself, I found myself saying that prayer, and I felt inspired to go ahead and get on the line, although I knew I wouldn't be talking to you, and here I am. So, miracles do happen. I'm a professional cultural anthropologist specializing in the Andean region, and I've worked for the Smithsonian, and have taught in the University of Maryland system, where I taught 9/11 Truth, by the way, and showed Terror Storm. And I'm currently co-authoring a book with Peter Dale Scott that starts around the turn of the 20th century and the eugenics movement and going into the 1930s fascist coup attempt and then obviously World War II and then post-World War II Operation Sunshine, Gladio, and Condor. And then tying that all in.
Well, what's your name? I'd like to get you on as a guest. We've had Peter Dale Scott on quite a bit over the years.
Sure, I'd love it. Would you mind if I told you that after we get off the air?
Yeah, I'm going to let you come back, finish up real quick on the other side with Alan Watts. It's the final segment. And then I'll try to cram Corey and Bill in. I just want to say that the elite want to control history. They want to control the future. They want to wall us off and orderly get rid of us so they can inherit the future. It's the ultimate form of selfishness, the ultimate form of abuse, the ultimate form of greediness and small-mindedness. And I'm just begging everybody in the system to fight back against it and spread the word. And we can beat these people. We've got to do it.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TBOTECH.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improved circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at BrainTuner.com. That's BrainTuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
The next stop that we make will be right. Tell all the folks to run just in time or two. Don't you know that it's time to get on board?
Final segment with Alan Watt. We'll be back live tomorrow, 11 to 3 Central. Rebroadcast on the Internet starts in 5 minutes. InfoWars.com. If you missed any of the first hour where I broke down what happened at Bilderberg, it's going to restart in about 5 minutes. Dave, yeah, I'm going to have him put you on hold in a minute, get your contact info if you want to come on about being a guest, and you can come on when the book comes out too. Sounds interesting. What's the point you wanted to make?
The point I wanted to make today, I just wrapping up in the completion of the talking about the what we're writing about, is tying all of those antecedents towards 9/11 and the development of these private mercenary armies, Blackwater, and the entire private security apparatus that Oliver North and all those people are setting up. What I wanted to say today, having a very short amount of time, is that really what we're looking at is just a reoccurrence of the same type of system, just with better technology, that we've seen in Gladio and Condor. And I do want to hype a book. It's not mine, but the best book I've ever read in terms of Operation Condor, one of the most frightening books you'll ever read, is titled Predatory States, Operation Condor and Covert War in Latin America by J. Patrice McSherry.
I've read it. That's what I was about to say, is they're setting up death squads.
That's exactly right. And the part that Peter and I are focusing on is the recurrent thread of Nazism in its most virulent form in all of these settings. It was, as you know, since you've read the book, that it was Nazis, SS, stormtroopers who were training
They've used Nazis in NASA, in the bioweapons, in every form, because they were the perfect catalyst, like an enzyme to gel and create whole groups.
Exactly.
Listen,
and
I'm going to get your info. I'd like to have you on. I'm going to get it right now, okay?
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Dave. Alan, I'm not going to have time to take the other calls. I apologize to Corey and Bill and others. They can call back tomorrow, head of the line. But in closing off what he just said.
Well, people have to realize, number one, what are they fighting for? And it isn't until you get to that stage and stop and say, well, you can't fight to save the system that's not yours in the first place. It's owned by the crooks at the top right now. Most people are trying to save what they already have and hope it doesn't get any worse. But what you're really fighting for is that inner self of the higher things in humanity. It's the higher things that bond us together. It brought us through thousands or millions of years together. It's the cooperation. It's the decency. We've got to bring back decency within people and show that, because that's the only way we're going to combat this system. It's when we interact and help each other out as real human beings instead of being selfish and disagreeable, because that's really the only chance we have collectively of altering this and coming through. But it will be a different system we come into. We can't go back to the same system with the same crooks running it.
Alan Watt, fire out your website again.
CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com.
I appreciate you spending an hour and 20 minutes with us today, and I want to get you back up in the near future.
Thank you.
Thanks for all your fine work.
Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Take care. These are very dark times. I am very chastened. I am very humbled by all of your love and passion and all the great people I met at Bilderberg, fighting the establishment, trying to get the word out peacefully in the info war. I am saddened by just the continued confirmation of pure evil that we're fighting, and that so much of the public is not aware of it. My passion is to wake people up. My passion is to simply warn people. I just want to warn people about the poison, the water, the fluoride, the mercury, and the shots. I just want to warn the people how they're putting cancer in your body through the vaccines with the cancer viruses. I just want to stop this and turn it around. It's so horrible. These same people killed 200 million last century. They've killed millions so far this year, last few years. We've got to fight them. Rebroadcast starts now at InfoWars.com. But for the shortwave, AM and FM satellite, we'll be back at tonight, 9 to 1. God bless you all. InfoWars.com right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.